Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to the new Lana and Susie's Talk. Real women, real life, real talk. So tonight we are going to be talking about several things. There's many things that I'd like to get covered tonight. You know, we only have so much time on this show to get things in like we need to. My co-host should be joining me anytime now. While we're waiting for her to join, though, I want to tell you guys that tonight we're going to be talking about the meeting at FMCSA. It's pretty dry and cut into the bone. I want to talk about Bogdan Fratecco. You know, I want to address a notice that Todd Spencer has put out. I want to go over the new bill that we are presenting to Congress and Senate for all of us truckers out there. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to have some protection that we didn't have before. And I got this new watch today. It's pretty cool. And, yeah, it does all kinds of cool stuff. So I need to put it back on. So hold on, okay, everybody. It's kind of hard to put on. So I appreciate all the kind comments earlier today from my meltdown that I had. I really was just trying to deliver a message, you know, to anybody out there that's struggling right now with, not talking to a brother, a sister, a loved one, because you're mad at them, you're upset with them. So it's time to let that go, guys, and it's time to love. Let's just love. That's, you know, it's what we need to do. All right, so I guess I'm just gonna dig right into it. So back on Monday, the 23rd of November, Rick Santiago and I had a meeting with FMCSA, and in that meeting we had Wiley Deck's assistant, a lawmaker, a lawyer, and some other people. I can't even remember who they are. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And we just kind of had a conversation, you know, about what's going on in the trucking industry. We talked about Bogdan. We talked about the UPS driver. We talked about the the FedEx driver, the Unified driver, Marcus Summers, Keith Danko, Christina Summers, about all this stuff that's going on in the trucking industry and why our congressmen and women aren't doing anything to help us. And, you know, he pretty much told me that because it's not their job to protect us, it's their job to protect the motoring public, which is what I said in my video after I got out of the meeting. And that's okay. That's okay that he said that, because now I know where I need to take my fight to, and that's to Capitol Hill, like I said in my video. I'm not discouraged by it. I'm actually encouraged by it, because I got true, real information of where we really need to go. So I, Lana Danko, James Lamb at the SBTC, we're going to take our fight to Capitol Hill, and all the rest of you guys can do whatever you want to do. So, you know. Hey, Susie.
Hey, Lana.
So, Susie likes to start the show out with a good feel story, you know. Hopefully she's got something good for us tonight. And we all need a good feel. So, what do you got for us tonight, Susie?
Oh, my goodness. I have, this story is just, so it came out of USA Today, and I actually saw this on the news the other day. This man in Florida, his name is Richard Wilbanks, and he has a puppy, and this puppy's name is Gunner, and he's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And I don't know if you've ever seen these little dogs, but they're, of course, kind of like a Cocker Spaniel, but they're a little bit smaller, and they tend to be, you know, multicolored. They're not like a solid, like a Cocker Spaniel is. But these little dogs are just adorable. So anyway, he was out walking this dog, and all of a sudden, an alligator, of course, I said they live in Florida, an alligator snatches his puppy. This man goes into this pond and pries this alligator's mouth open and gets his puppy away from this alligator. And he's got a cigar in his mouth. This made it so funny. He had a cigar in his mouth when he went in to save this puppy. He never dropped that cigar. He didn't even get wet.
That
was
hilarious.
The sweetest thing. It was so funny. It was so cute. You know, you and I both have animals. We're animal lovers. So, but I don't know that I would be brave enough to jump in that pond and get that alligator.
Oh, hell no. I'm not jumping in no pond to get no alligator. That's not happening with me. I'm sorry. I love you. You know, I might try to grab something and beat the alligator up, but I'm not going in the water with that. And we could pray to God that the dog gets out nice and well. But, yeah, I bet that was so funny to watch. I'll have to go. Is there a video on it?
There is a video, Lena. There's a video out there because I watched the video and I just could not believe. I don't know how they caught it. Maybe they had a home security system or something, and that's how it got caught on video. But it was priceless.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go watch the video. You know, we need to get our system set up so that when we're talking about these feel good stories, we can show the video and people can really get the feel of what we're talking about. You know?
Yes, ma'am. That would be awesome. And also, there was another one that was a close contender. It's back from Halloween, but I still thought it was a very sweet story. I didn't catch where it was exactly, but the neighborhood kids were out trick-or-treating, and some of their neighbors had put up a sign in their yard that said, "We're sorry, but no trick-or-treating, no candy here this year because we have a child with cancer." And I think the sign said something along the lines of, "Go away, COVID." Well, the kids, of course, you know, they see the sign, and they know this kid. These kids left candy out of their Halloween baskets or buckets under that sign for their friend because their friend couldn't trick-or-treat. So they left candy instead for their friend. And I just thought that was adorable. That is so sweet.
That is
some
so sweet.
Go
ahead.
Those parents are raising their children right.
Yep, that's right. You know, and We can pray and hope that there are more children like that being raised today, you know, and have that kind of demeanor because, you know, this world is, I just don't even know what to say about it, honestly. That's very, very sweet. You have some exciting news this week. Why don't you tell the viewers about your exciting news? Was it your nephew?
Oh, yes, my nephew got an invitation to go have dinner with Mike Pence, which is super cool. And not only that, but he invited my son to go with him. But I did give my nephew an earful. I was like, you know, I could have really used that time very wisely if you had invited me to go speak with Mike Pence. So, but, you know.
And why?
And they don't.
Why did he get the invitation to go to have dinner with Mike Pence?
He's an airman. He's in the Air Force. And I'm not sure exactly how they picked him, but I know that he has done a very good job in the Air Force. I can't go into any details, of course, but he's done some pretty big things. And so he got an invitation to go have dinner with Mr. Pence. And I just think that's awesome, man. That's cool. There, you know, not a lot of people that can say they got an invitation to do that.
I think we owe him a round of applause. What do you think?
Absolutely.
That's for your nephew.
Thank you, Lana. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. So we also have another announcement for all of the viewers that know this show as Lana's Talk. Well, everybody knows that Susie has been with Lana for a couple of months now, and she really contributes so much to the show. Not only does she contribute so much to the show, but she really contributes a lot to my life personally, and I'm going to cry. Dude, I've been an emotional wreck all day.
Lana.
She, you know, she contributes so much to my life that we're going to rename the show. It's going to be called Lana and Susie, Real Women, Real Talk, Real Life, because Susie deserves this platform. She's so positive, and she always delivers such a beautiful message for everybody to listen to out there. She is one of the kindest women that I've ever met in my life, and Susie, I'm so honored that you are a part of me and a part of my life and that you are a part of this show. You are this show. So I don't know why God
sent you.
But so I just, you know, I kind of called and talked to you about it, but I've made it official now. And so when you guys see Lana's Talk, it's going to be Lana and Susie, Real Women, Real Talk, Real Life. You know, because we don't just talk about trucking. We talk about real life. And we're not afraid to share our secrets, our life stories, because we're hoping that with our life stories that we share with you, that it might help you figure out something or make you feel better if you're having a bad day. Because that's really all this show is about, is trying to deliver a message to help you get through your day. So yeah, I wanted to say that. So, what's next there, Susie?
Thank you, Lana. Oh man, well, we've got a lot, Lana. We have got a lot. So I don't know exactly where we need to start. I know that we did not have our show last week. So I know a lot of our viewers and our Facebook friends and followers have probably seen the videos from DC, but I think we still need to talk about that because I think it's really important that these guys know, you know, a little more detail about what went on in DC with you and Rick and Wiley Deck and those other guys. I think that if anyone deserves to hear those things, it's those that have been loyal enough to listen to our show.
Oh, I totally agree. They, you know, I'm an open book. Okay, well, let's go over DC. I kind of was going over that a little bit when you called into the show, but heck, I don't mind. I'll go over it again. So we get there, and we got to go through security, Rick Santiago and I, and we get in the room, and Wiley and Wiley's assistant, Miguel, and a lawmaker named John. DeLorenzo was on the phone. A lawmaker named Larry. DeLorenzo was on the phone. Their lawyer, Jack, was on the phone. A lady named Heather that sits on the FMCSA board. and there was one more person. They were saying their names so fast that I couldn't get them all written down. And so they wanted to know why we were there, and, you know, I had brought up Bogdan, and, hey, did your video end? It cut me off. No?
Yes.
Do you still?
It's off, Lena. No, you're not live anymore.
I am not? Okay, we're going to end this, and I'm going to go back. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's end it and go back, because I don't know what happened. Huh.
I don't either. I sent you a message.
It's not Lena's talk without technical difficulties, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to take this down. What in the world is going on? Okay,
guys. I don't
know.
Facebook has been acting crazy.
We're going to go live again. So, hey, take two of Lana's talk. I'm sorry, Lana, it's going to take me a minute to get that. Lana and Susie, real women, real talk, real life. I'm going to get that down, I promise you. Take two from here. Sorry about that, everybody. Bear with us. We just, you know, I can never get it together. I don't know what the hell is going on, ever. All right, so let me get Lana's talk back up so that anybody that was on Lana's talk will be able to. Man, guys, bear with us. What in the world? Is something going on with Facebook?
You know, Facebook, actually, I was trying to respond to Jason, and when I went to reply to his comment to tell him hello, it actually booted me completely out of Facebook, and I had to log back in, and it did that twice. So I don't know what's going on with Facebook. It's been acting kind of screwy these last few days.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess we'll just, we'll work with it. I mean, it's all we got to work with right now. So other than our blog talk, Anchor FM, you guys, you know, you can go to Anchor FM. You can go to Radio Public. You can go to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. There are all these platforms that you can go to listen to Lena and Susie's talk. If you don't want to watch it on Facebook or you don't want to listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, we do have these other platforms that you can, at night while you're driving, you know, pull it up, listen to it, you know? I mean, there might be something that keeps you awake or gives you some information that you didn't know, and an aha button might go off in your brain. I don't know. All right, our viewers are starting to come back now on Facebook. I don't see. Can you see me now, Susie?
I see you, Lena. I just, for some reason, it took away the share button. You see my thumbs up?
No, I don't. Huh. What the heck is going on?
I don't know. We have, according to this, there's Jason.
There's Jason. Jason should be on the phone now. I just added him. Jason, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm on here.
All right.
Jason.
Hey, Jason, I don't know what's going on with Facebook tonight. I'm so sorry. David Kamaz sent me a video. Okay, Kamaz. If you're watching me, thank you. I got it. Okay, so everybody can see us. Our viewers are coming back. I need to put my glasses on. Okay. My phone is going off now. All right. So there's Ron Hicks. Hi, Ron Hicks. Hey, Jason. Welcome to It's the New Lynn and Susie. Real women, real talk, real life. We're going to have to add Jason in there pretty soon. He's going to be the co-host to the co-host. How about that?
Right.
You know, he's
a... I wanted our listeners to hear what we learned about the FMCSA and exactly how they their opinion of professional truck drivers. And the fact that they're not here for truck drivers. What are they here for, Lena? What is their job?
The job of the FMCSA is to protect the motoring public from us, from truck drivers, because we are a danger on the road, even though we are constituted as the motoring public as well, because we drive a vehicle that has an ignition and a motor and 18 wheels on it. But because we're CDL holders, we're not considered part of the motoring public. The person's job that it is to protect us is the state that we are in at the time that we have any type of altercation or need help. Whatever that state's laws are, we fall under. So we, if we need help, are supposed to call the defunded police. So there you go. So everybody that's going to the FMCSA and expecting them to do something for us and to help us, you're wasting your time. We need to go to Capitol Hill and speak to our senators and our congressmen and our congresswomen, because they are the ones that make the laws. They are the ones that hand them down to the FMCSA to enforce. It is the FMCSA's... No, let me retract that. The FMCSA does not have to report back to Senate and Congress about anything that's going on in the trucking industry. They do it out of politeness. They report back to Senate and Congress, and they let them kind of know what's going on. Or maybe they might throw a suggestion out there of, okay, well, maybe, you know, we've got these statistics, so maybe we should retweak this regulation or pull this regulation. But no, their job is not to protect us. So everybody that continues to fight with the FMCSA, if you guys are just needing somebody to fight with, that's who you will fight with, because you're not going to get anywhere ever with them. All you drivers, I'm sorry, my phone keeps going off. I apologize. You know, all of these drivers, you know, that keep saying the FMCSA doesn't care about us, that, you know, you're right. They don't care about us. They're not paid to care about us. Not their job to care about our safety. It's their job to care about your grandma that's driving that car. That's who's what's job, because we're truck drivers. We sit off in an island over here. Like I said to them, I said, so we are aliens, and we set up on this island over here where we are statistically classified as disgusting, not law-abiding citizens, uneducated, unmoralized. I guess you wouldn't even call us human beings. I don't even know what you would call us, because I know that's what you think about us. And I got a head shake of yes. And I said, you know, you are so wrong. That is not who we are. We are educated people. We are law-abiding citizens. We are people with morals. Obviously, we have morals because we keep this shit country running when the COVID shuts it down, when a tsunami happens, when a hurricane happens, you know, when somebody needs money for this or that, that's in the trucking industry. The trucking industry is one of the first industries that will come to somebody's rescue. And so I just need you guys to know this. The FMCSA does not care about us. It is not their job to take care of us or protect us. So, and that came straight out of Wiley Deck's mouth. I asked him three times.
Well, and I think it's real important that we emphasize that it's not their job. That's not their job. Their mission is not to look out for truck drivers. That's not their mission. Their mission is to look out for all these four-wheelers out here that are driving like maniacs and, you know, cutting off semis in traffic and what have you. You know, that's who they're worried about. That's where all these regulations come in, is because they're looking at you know, that it makes sense now, though. I mean, we should have known this all along, honestly, because we have often talked about the people that are sitting on the FMCSA, like the woman who formed the group Mothers Against Tired Truckers, and, you know, the woman whose family was killed in Florida, and, you know, just all these people that they had stacked up in this office. And, you know, it should have been a no-brainer, really. I mean, I almost feel kind of ignorant here, because if I had really looked at it and taken a step back, I would have realized, wait a minute, these guys aren't about truck drivers. These guys are, yeah, they're about truck drivers, but not in the way we want them to be or that we need somebody to be. We need somebody to be on our side, which is why Lena and James Lamb teamed up together, and James has drawn up a wonderful new bill. Well, it's not a bill. It's an amendment to an already in place law. And that bill is being sent down the pipeline to specifically protect truck drivers while they're performing their job. Read the bill. Lena has read the bill. And we need y'all's help. We need to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So, actually, let me tell you how this idea was founded, all right? So, I was talking to Mike Moon. Everybody, if you know me, you know Mike Moon. Mike Moon is going to be a state senator for the state of Missouri, and he is a friend of mine, and I stay in contact with him quite a bit. And I had a conversation with him and telling him about my meeting with FMCSA, you know, and how I felt so discouraged and so let down, because there are no laws to protect us. There are no laws to keep us safe. And so I wanted him to write a bill for me so that I could take it to Capitol Hill and I could introduce it to them, a bipartisan bill, not a left or a right or a red or a blue, just a bipartisan bill, and to get some kind of laws implemented to protect truck drivers. Mainly because of Bogdan Verchecko, you know, when he got charged, you know, Susie and I had a conversation, and Susie immediately said, we have to do something. We cannot stand by and let this happen. And I said, you're right. You are 100% right. And so we started making phone calls, and I started prodding James Lamb and all these organizations, you know, that's out there that's supposed to be our trucking advocates. And James Lamb is the only one that stepped up to the plate. And thank you. If you're watching this, James, you're my hero. You are my hero. Anyway, back to Mr. Moon. Excuse me. Senator Moon, if you're watching this. And he says, you know, Lena, it would be easier to get a bill signed off on, a law signed off on, just retweak the Hobbs Act. Just add some language in the Hobbs Act for driver protection, truck driver protection. It's already a law to a certain degree. So just add to the bill. And I said, you're a genius. And so I called Mr. Lamb up, and I said, I have an idea. And I told James what my idea was, and he said, you know, because James is a very smart man, and he's the brains of the outfit when it comes to writing this stuff up, okay? And he said, you know, this could work. Let me get to work on it. And then, you know, just within, I mean, a few days, I got a phone call from him, and he says, I'm ready to send you the bill to review. And so, and a letter that's been hand-delivered to Congress, and we've posted this for you guys to see and for you to read, but I know a lot of you won't take the time to do it, so let me take the time to do it for you. So December 1st, this was hand-delivered, so 2 days ago, It says, "Dear Member of Congress, the SBTC would like to propose and request that you consider co-sponsoring the attached Trucker Driver Protection Act of 2021. And it's the how do you say that, Sarah, Susie?
I believe it's pronounced Boglin.
The Boglin's Law. Throughout this year, we saw the President and Secretary Chao honor truckers as heroes who selfishly helped America get through the first wave of the coronavirus and kept our supply chain intact. We believe it is now time for America, through her elected representatives, to transcend the mere words of hashtag thank a trucker and intact legislation specifically designed to protect truckers as they continue to restock our nation's shelves. The Truck Driver Protection Act of 2021 is named after Michael, how do you say his last name again?
I believe Boglin? It's Boglin.
Boglin, yes, that's right. He wasn't, for anybody who doesn't know, he was an over-the-road trucker who was murdered on the job and was burned in his truck in 2014. Sadly, there have been hundreds of American workers in the transportation who have shared similar fate as Mike. With the permission of the Boglin family, we offer the legislation to honor Mike and all of the men and women in the transportation that have been forgotten. So then we have the attached bill will revise the federal law, number one, to encourage shippers and receivers to provide upon request a safe harbor to operators of commercial motor vehicle operating in the interstate commerce. So we're asking for the shippers and the receivers to provide safe harbor for us to be able to come there and park so that we're not parked on the side of the street or you know, some ran down place so that we can be harmed. The second thing that we've asked is we are requiring the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to promote and protect the personal safety of the operators of a commercial motor vehicle in interstate commerce, specifically outlawed violence or threats of violence against operators of a commercial motor vehicle. Enable and require the Secretary of Transportation to preempt state laws whenever the Secretary of Transportation determines that the state law conflicts with the federal law that protects and promotes the safety of operators of commercial motor vehicle engaged in interstate commerce, and direct the Secretary of Transportation to study and report to Congress on the appropriateness of the existing federal law and regulation insofar as they impact the safety of the operators of a commercial motor vehicle operating in interstate commerce. And we have asked them to please join us in honoring the American fallen drivers and help protect truckers." So that's the letter that was hand-delivered to Congress. Pretty good, guys. So then we also sent them a request for an addition to the highway bill, all right? So this is what this says, is this right here says, "We direct the Secretary of Transportation to suspend the electronic logging device rule until it has completely a study of rules unintended consequences, including, we believe, some drivers' unsafe practice or reckless speeding in effort to raise the hours of their service clock, and temporarily authorize a return to paper logs, a method Congress has already authorized for livestock haulers and deemed safe in public interest." Not only is it that, but agriculture truckers don't have ELDs. They have no hours of service. They run under the same laws as livestock, just in case you guys didn't know. So, and then it says that the SBTC points to two consecutive years of an increase in large truck occupant fatality since the implementations of the ELDs. It's now at a 31-year high, according to recent preliminary NHTSA report, as justification for such a measure. The problem is that when you're going and you're talking to these people, it's like going into a court of law. You want to ask the judge to do something, you've got to prove to the judge why. You just can't go in there and say, because I want it or because it's inconvenient. Where is your proof? Because you're dealing with law. So then we said, direct the secretary to eliminate the 14-hour rule and the hours of service regulations to afford true flexibility. Eliminate the motor carry exemption in the Fair Labor Standard Act to remove incentives for drivers to violate their hours of service regulations because they are currently incongruently paid by the mile and regulated by the clock. So, I mean, there's just, you know, I could keep reading all of this if you guys want me to, but we got a lot to cover tonight. I'm just going to highlight this. So in the Trucker Safety Act, Michael's Law, we're amending the Hobbs Law, all right? We are asking in this that notwithstanding any other provision of the federal law or any federal rule, a person who is an American citizen and is not otherwise prohibited by this chapter from possessing, carrying, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm, we're talking about guns here, guys, firearm, shall be entitled to carry on his person carry a loaded gun, readily accessible capacity, and transport a firearm for any lawful purpose from any place to any state to any other place in a different state in accordance to the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. So we're asking that they will allow, I know that that's not going to help some of us, but it might help a lot of us if we are at least able to protect ourselves. So if you are the kind of person that can do that, if you have to, you know, take somebody's life to save your own, then maybe this law will protect you from ending up like Bogdan and being brought up on bogus charges. Or worse, that's right. You know, the one that I'm really excited about in this one is where we are asking that I'll tell you what, guys. Susie, I'm not doing real good tonight. You need to help me. Okay. You know, because this thing has so much stuff in it. I should have took the time to highlight all this stuff, okay? So, Congress recognized that interstate truck drivers are susceptible at an alarming rate of violence and homicide on their job due to the fact that they live, sleep, and work usually alone in their trucks and have a difficulty finding safe truck parking. During the times of social unrest, the risk increased dramatically as a truck driver and their cargo are often specifically targeted by rioters and looters who physically attack truck drivers, steal their cargo, and set their trucks on fire. We are asking that this happens, hopefully it will deter people from wanting to attack us, people from wanting to burn us while we're sleeping. So in the bill, we are saying right here that whomever in any way, degree, obstructs, delays, or affects commerce or the movement of any article or commodity in commerce by robbery or extortion or attempts or conspires to do so or commits a threat or threatens physical violence to any person or property in furtherance of a plan or a purpose to do anything in violation of this section shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. 20 years, guys. That's what we're asking for. And I really hope that we get it. So we have posted this online. Go to the SBT website. Guys, take this bill, take this letter, all of this stuff. All of this stuff is at the SBTC website. I want you to please take this and send it to your state representative. Send it to your Congress. Ask them, demand that they sponsor this. That's our right as American citizens to demand our Congress to protect us. And so print it off, do what you need to do with it, get it sent out to your state representatives so that we can get this bill passed January 1st of 2021. You know, that's all you have to do. You don't got to do anything else. So, and it's really simple because I made 4 phone calls and I know the email addresses to Senator Blunt, Senator Hawley, Mike Moon, Roy Long, Sam Graves. Does anybody know who that is? Do you guys know who that is?
Lena, I've heard that name, and I'm drawing a blank right now because I was actually thinking about, you know, the other things that we have to talk about. There's so much to unpack tonight. It's unusually busy.
Yes, it is. It super is. So, okay, we're going to move on. So go to the SBTC website, print this stuff off, send it to your congressmen, send it to your senators, send it to the House of Transportation of Committee. That's where it needs to go. Sam Graves is a congressman who sits on the House of Transportation Committee. That's who he is, guys, okay? All right, what's the next subject there?
Something that we need to touch on while we're on this, so we're not jumping around too much, something that I thought was absolutely hilarious this week, Lana. And you actually Keith actually broke this one, I guess, for us. Well, CDL Life, I suppose, broke this. Todd Spencer.
Oh,
Todd,
yes.
Spencer, the man himself, OOIDA, is going to kowtow to the president-elect, the projected president-elect Biden, and ask to be named the top guy at the FMCSA. And that's kind of interesting, being that we just found out that the FMCSA does not represent truck drivers.
Yeah, exactly. The FMCSA does not represent truck drivers. They represent the motoring public. But Todd Spencer from OIDA is asking to take Elaine Child's job. So anybody that's listening should know this, because he's going to go in there and change the aura and the context of it, because he's an experienced person in trucking. He knows the real life stuff. Guys, go to CDL Life and read the letter that he wrote to Biden. He wrote a letter to Biden asking to take Elaine Child's job. OIDA. Okay? That's very interesting.
I'll just go watch that.
You know,
I'll
just go
read that.
It's on CDL Live. They posted it. They wrote an article up on it, and they have his letter that he wrote to Biden. So if you're a part of OIDA, you really, really, really need to think about that. That's all I got to say.
Well,
so,
that I am, because I joined OIDA, I think it was maybe a couple of months or so ago.
Well, you might want to give it some thought. I'm really not going to not dig on that. I just need everybody to know that is unaware of that. So now you're aware. You heard it on Lana's talk, Lana and Susie's talk. So if you missed it before, let me know. Oh, yes, I want to touch on this while we are talking about regulations. Gosh, guys, I just get so bummed talking about this stuff. It's so stressful. It's so boring. Drivers, you can go comment against repealing 371.3. TIA is trying to get the transparency law removed out of the books because they don't want to have to enforce it. So that's how that program works. If they don't want to have to enforce the law because they don't like that law because they haven't been enforcing it and they don't want repercussions for it, we're just going to remove it. We're just going to take it away. So, drivers, we have probably 40 days left. It's a 60-day comment period. Go there.
Regulations.gov.
Yeah, www.regulations.gov. Regulations.gov. Go there, comment on it of why they do not need to remove that law. They need to enforce that law. They're all about enforcing laws against truck drivers, so they better be about enforcing laws against brokers. Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty sad. I think it says a lot. It says a lot that they want it removed. I mean, they're running scared. These brokers are running scared, Lana. And that they are backed into a corner or perceive themselves as being backed into a corner. So now the only way they know to fight that is to just get it removed completely.
Well, you know, so, and the thing is that rates have come up and people starting to rebound from, you know, the COVID. But, guys, we're getting ready to have a second wave of that. This country is getting ready to shut down. Don't think for one minute that what happened to us back in May, you know, and April and June and July isn't going to happen to us again. It will. So we have the opportunity right now to start laying the groundwork to protect ourselves. Go and comment. You want to be a part of something. You like using the keyboards to comment on stuff. Here's a place to go make some comments of why they do not need to remove this law. They need to enforce this law. We have to set the groundwork to start protecting ourselves now because I'm telling you, they're already shutting down restaurants and truck stops are already being shut down. I asked Wiley Deck, I asked them up there, can you at least go to Senate and Congress and ask them? So tell them that when we're called upon again to keep this country running, to force the restaurants to stay open, leave the rest stops open, tell the shippers and receivers not to set a nasty-ass porta potty out during a pandemic for us to use, we need a place to eat, shit, and shower, and we deserve that. Can you at least do that
for us? Absolutely.
You know what his answer was?
Nope.
He said, well, I'll go tell them what you've said. He says, but they have more pressing matters right now. I said, more pressing matters? More pressing matters than a place for us to be able to stay healthy and not get sick and die. Once again, we're totally disregarding a trucker's life because we don't matter. We're only the heroes when you need us. Well, if you don't protect us, we're not going to be here to be the hero. Do you see how that works, Wiley? 2 + 2 = 4, bro. So, yeah, I
exactly,
asked him to do that. You know, you guys need to make sure that you are figuring out a way to get food in your trucks. We need to start talking to these groups that offer to feed truck drivers out there last time when they shut everything down because the drive-thrus aren't going to let us come through. We're not going to have places to shower. We're not going to have places to sleep. I'm telling you guys right now, my home is open. If you are in
absolutely.
Whatever, 200-mile radius, 250-mile radius, 300-mile radius, you make a phone call. My home is open for you to eat, sleep, shower, do your laundry, whatever you need to do. Use my computers, whatever you need to do for when this government shuts our country down, and we're the heroes, but yet we don't have anybody doing anything to protect us or keep us safe. So get your mask, get your gloves, get your hand sanitizers. Make sure you're sanitizing the inside of your trucks. Make sure that you have a can of Lysol and you're spraying your shoes off before you get back in your truck after you've went into the receivers or shippers, because you can track that shit into your truck. And this virus lives on surfaces like this for days, you know. And I know everybody has their own opinion about it. I get that. But why take the chance? Why give them a satisfaction to have another death of a driver from the coronavirus, because they don't want to protect us, so we got to protect ourselves. It may take a little extra time, but we need to do it, guys. We need to do it. So we talked about that. What else do we need to talk about?
I'm trying to think of what all. We had a list of things, boy.
I know. Let's see. Who all has been calling the Heffernan County prosecutor for Bobby Pacheco?
Yep.
You know, it seems to me that after we called off the D.C., first we were going to go to Minnesota and do our demonstration out there in front of that courthouse. But, you know, there was a lot of persuasion to move it to D.C. And then D.C. got called off because the Trump supporters came out. And then Antifa came out, and Black Lives Matter came out, and so we had to make an executive decision to shut that down, because truck drivers' lives matter, period, first. So we've decided, Susie, here we go again, here's another Susie ideal. You know, Minnesota was Susie's ideal. You know, this is Susie's ideal, to call the Heffernan County Prosecutor's Office and demand for him to drop these bogus charges against Bogdan. Every day we need to be blowing up that prosecutor's phone. And if you guys don't know the number to that prosecutor, let me give it to you. You know, I called and I got told that, I tried to explain to the lady that was answering the phone what was going to happen. She said, I'm listening to you. You threatened me. No, I didn't threaten you. I'm telling you, I'm demanding that you drop charges against Bogdan. This is not okay. What you guys are doing is for a political gain, you know. And so, whatever. So let me get you the phone number if you guys don't have it. So if you guys are watching, I've posted it all over my Facebook. Susie's posted it all over her Facebook. Let me get you the phone number so that you guys can call the...
I'm putting it in the comments as well as your... when you give it to us, I will type that into the comments as well.
Well, I gotta get it first, you know.
I got it, Lena. You're good. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. So put the number out there. Just call the Heffernan County Prosecutor and just say, you know, I want to speak with you about Bogdan Pacheco. We in the trucking industry are demanding that you drop charges of him. He is a human being. He is, you know, I've been getting messages from Bogdan, and he is so grateful. He is so grateful that his brothers and sisters have came to his defense, that they are standing up for him. Susie, you got an email from him, didn't you?
No, I got an email from James Lamb today.
Okay.
I did not get the email from Bogdan, though.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll have to find that. There's an email in here that from Bogdan saying, thank you so much for standing up for me. I didn't realize that, you know, I have this kind of a brotherly and sisterly type of love out here. The number to the Heffernan County Prosecutor's Office is 1-2-3-4-8-5-5-5-0. You need to call that office every day. When you're sitting around and you're bored and you want to call somebody, just call this office and tell them that you want, you're demanding that they drop charges against Bogdan. If we do that every day, because his court date's been moved out to February 3rd, I think they're doing this in the hopes that we're just going to go away and we're going to leave him alone. They just keep pushing it out. But we're not going anywhere. We're going to keep calling every day. I'm going to keep calling every day. My friend Susie's going to keep calling every day. I'm going to have my family call every day. And Susie is the one that came up with that idea. So thank you for that, Susie. Thank you so much. And I'm getting ready to go on a roll here. I just need to say this. You people need to listen to me. Lana Danko isn't riding on the coattails of anybody. I'm not trying to be anybody except for Lana Danko, a trucking advocate fighting for an industry that my husband loves, that many of our husbands love, an industry that provides for our family. You know, somebody has to be taking the fight to the right place, not the wrong place. Somebody has to be brave enough to do that. And then there has to be the people in the background that are the mindset people that come up with these fabulous ideals to give to the people that have balls of steel that doesn't give a shit and will take these people on. And that's people like my friend Susie. You know, she comes to us with these fabulous ideals. And I've been lucky and blessed enough to align myself with somebody that is the real deal, the true man who is and has been fighting for our industry, not his. He's not even a truck driver or a CDL holder for over 30 years with his own money. Got it, guys? So, understand, we don't ride on the coattails of anybody. We've been here for a while. We've just been in the background. We haven't made ourselves public. Now that we're coming public, we're getting attacked saying that we're riding on the coattails of people to get known and yada, yada, yada. I don't need to be known. My name doesn't need to be known. If I'm able to get something changed in this industry for the better so that we can be safer out on the roads, my name doesn't need to be the one that had that done. So please don't look at us like that, because that's not who we are and that's not what we're about. We don't need to be recognized. We're not all about fame and glory. I'm sorry, I just needed to say that, Susie.
Oh, it's so true, Lana. I mean, you know, the thing that I think people need to realize, and we had this conversation yesterday, I believe it was, it may have been the day before. But, you know, we will help anyone. If you need us, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are, I don't care if you've attacked Lena in the past. I don't care who you are. If you have a fight and you need help, you need others to join in your fight, you need to get in touch with us, because I can promise you, if we can, if it is something that we are able to participate in, we will stand shoulder to shoulder with anyone in this industry to make a positive step forward. It may be a situation where there is nothing we can do. I know there's a deal. They're wanting people to help with a funeral procession, I suppose. And, you know, that's a situation that we understand. Not everyone can participate in something like that, especially, you know, if you're not in the area or, you know, I think it's going into California. I'm going to tell you right now, my husband's truck crosses that border into California, and they are going to shut him down so fast and make his head spin. Because our trucks are not legal to run in California, and they never will be. We will not comply. But, you know, we, again, week after week, we say it, and we're going to say it again, and we're making enemies, and the devil's been on our back. Lena was upset last night because someone that she considered a friend and, got upset with her. And it's sad. It's sad that it's got to be that way. It does not have to be that way. We are all adults. We are all in this for the exact same thing. Lena said it over and over and over. We are business people. Trucking is a business. This is not a hobby. This is not, you know, something that any of us are doing for shits and giggles. Excuse my language.
Hold on. Some of us are doing it for entertainment purposes. It's for entertainment purposes only, and we're collecting money from truck drivers to support those entertainment purposes, not fighting regulation.
I just want a better industry. I want to see safety above all else. I know Joe Denny, someone that I love very dearly, and he has said it, and he said it time and again. Greg Anderson has said it. Safety is my number one thing. We have to make these roads safe. Do I agree that the money can be bad? Yes, it can be. But at the same time, this is your business, and you have to know how to run your business. You have to know what that dollar, how many of those dollars it's going to take to run that truck efficiently and to still pay your bills and take care of your family at home. I know some things are unforeseeable. I get it. I've been heartbroken because I saw that a fellow driver has had some major breakdowns recently, and it's just really gotten him down. And that just breaks my heart because, you know, I've been there. You know, the first year we owned a truck, we spent $27,000 at Neely Coble Freightliner buying parts. That doesn't include any other money we spent, you know, on labor or at other places. I get the struggle is real. It is real. But that's why we all have to band together, and we have to fight these brokers. We have to. Lynn and I both said that you can't go at these people with a list of demands a mile long all at one time because they're not going to take you seriously. But at the same time, we have to have our heads on a swivel, and we have to be fighting what is happening in the moment. So in this very moment right now, obviously, safety. Safety is always going to be at the forefront. I don't care how many years down the road we get. Safety is always going to be at the forefront of our fight. But right now we need to be at them about the broker transparency. We do not need to let TIA get away with that. We can't. Guys, it doesn't cost any money to go on regulations.gov and submit a comment. And if you don't know how to do it, give me a call. My number is 931-703-5988. Call me. Call me, and I will help you walk through the process. It is very simple. There's not a lot to it. It sounds, I get it. I get why some might hesitate to do it, but it's so easy. It doesn't take but a few moments out of your day. And I'm glad to donate my time to you guys to help you do it if you need my help. Call me. I've got you. We have to all get on the same page, and we have to be fighting this together. Together. Look at Black Lives Matters and Antifa and whoever else. They have gotten away with burning down entire cities. And you know why they got away with it? Do you know why the truth of it is? Is because they did it all together.
Yeah.
They brought enough people together. That's right. They brought enough people together that, you know, their cities were just like, well, hell, let them have it. You know, at this point, what are we going to do? Because there were more... I guess it was the mentality, there are more of them than there are of us, and, you know, I don't want to die today. So, you know, if they can get away with that kind of malfeasance, imagine what good we could do if we could unite and if we could stand together and stop tearing one another down for crying out loud. I'm so sick of it. You don't like James Lamb? That's okay. I do. Lena does. James is transparent. Do you have to pay a fee to join his organization? Absolutely you do. Do you know what kind of money it takes to run that organization? It costs money to draft up these bills and get them sent. It costs money to, you know, provide all the services and do all the things that James Lamb is doing for us. It costs money to do those things. Why is it so wrong in your guys' eyes? I don't understand that. I just genuinely do not understand why it is such a big deal to spend $50 to join an organization that you know is producing. They're not just sitting back collecting your money and living large. They're showing you the fruits of your money. They're showing you where your money is going. I don't get it, guys. Explain it to me.
I want to
make
tell you
it
something.
Make sense.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Lena.
I was just going to say something else. You know, at the SBTC, they have lobbyists, and they have attorneys, and they have the money. And everybody in this industry that is a talking head says, you have to have a lobbyist, you have to have an attorney, you have to have money. Well, the SBTC has all of that. They have all of that. And
what?
Their membership is $50 a year, and they're even doing a special that the SBT members, they get their first 2 months of telehealth for drivers who have no insurance at no additional cost to you. This, you know, this is their way of thanking you and supporting you. You get quality health care without leaving your home or your truck. You can visit a doctor using your smartphone, tablet, or computer, 24/365 access. You avoid exposure to illnesses like the COVID-19. So, you know, and I mean, it says, you know, after you've been, it says, you know, your enrollment gives you and your family access for 2 months of funded coverage. Coverage is ongoing, and it says that for special pricing for those who wish to continue with this plan at the end of 2 month period, it's $8.99 a month for a single and $9.99 for a family. And it also, you know, dude, it saves money. Emergency room visit could cost you up to $1,500. You have ER waiting times that are, you know, pretty, couple of hours for sure. You're not exposed to the illnesses, you know, and it's $50 a year, and you're paying an organization that produces. It's transparent about everything. Writes the bill, files the bill, sends the lobbyist, has the attorneys, answers the phone when you call. Hey, there's one for you.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, you know, and he does. He answers the phone every time I call, he answers the phone, and he will spend hours on the phone with me. He was on the phone the other day with Nikolai from the Russian community talking about the transparency that he still is fighting for, that he is still filing all of the paperwork to get that bill or that law to stay in the rule book. He spent hours on the phone with Nikolai speaking to him about that. Does Todd Spencer from OIDA get on the phone and speak with you? No. You can't even get through.
Absolutely not.
You know, I put a phone call into him after I left D.C. because I wanted him to help us get a Trucker Protection Act, to sponsor it, to help get it pushed through. He has yet to call me back. I spoke to his secretary, and I explained to her what I was doing, what I needed, and what I wanted. And she said, oh, absolutely. I will have him call you as soon as he gets off the phone. Well, here we are 2 weeks later. He must still be on that phone call because I ain't heard from him. And James Lamb sent out an invitation to OIDA and invited them. told them that we've gotten the bill written, it's on its way to Congress, you know, inviting OIDA to join in and help us with this. He has yet to respond. Yet to respond. What do you pay to be a part of OIDA, Jason?
It's 45.
A month? $45 a month?
Uh-huh. Yep. $45 for a year. For the year of membership is $45.
Okay, and what do you get for that? What do you get for that $45, Jason?
I give quite a bit of stuff. I don't remember exactly what all that it is, but it's good. I mean, I get dental and vision insurance, and I get, like, discounts on a lot of stuff.
Do you get health insurance for $45 a year through them?
No, not health insurance, I don't. I get dental and vision.
You get
They're
dental,
trying to work on
it,
getting a health plan.
So you get dental and vision discount package, not insurance. It's where you get a discount.
Yeah, I get the actual insurance.
Okay, OIDA can offer you, because that's their specialty, insurance. Don't they also sell trucker insurance?
I think so.
Okay, so for $45 a year, you get that, but as far as your regulations and your livelihood out here on the road, what do you get from that?
Well, if, say, like, I get any kind of tickets or anything, then they help me fight them and everything.
Okay. And have you ever had a ticket and had to reach out to them to try to get their help?
No, not yet. I've not.
Oh, okay. So you're not really
but
sure
thank
how
God.
That program works. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just telling you guys that, you know, me personally, I don't want to have to go through 20 people to get my message to the person that I need it delivered to. So that they fully understand what it is that I'm wanting. So I think that's probably what I like most about the SBTC is it's a personable. You feel like you're dealing with a real person that really cares and not a staff that's paid to care for you or act like they care about you. Could I be wrong? Am I way off here?
No, I was actually looking at the OIDA website to see exactly what their benefits are. I believe we have a lifetime membership, so it's paid for.
You know, Josh Stewart says OIDA doesn't do anything. Josh Stewart says that you, Jason, are talking about road law.
Well, they probably partner with OOIDA, if I had to guess.
Okay.
I would say it's probably a partnership where if you're a member of OOIDA, it's something that you can take advantage of if you're a part of, you know, if you have a current membership, so to speak.
Why can't we do this? Why can't we ask the OOIDA members to call OOIDA and ask them to join in with the SBTC in getting this Truckers Protection Act pushed through? What's the harm in that? That's
Matter
what
fact,
we want.
I'm glad
want
you said
to,
that.
We want unity.
No, I'm going to call them tomorrow.
Call the people.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes, thank you so much, Jason. I want you guys to call the people that you pay money into that is representing your industry as a truck driver, as a truck owner, as a trucker's wife, as, you know, and ask them if they would please join in the fight to protect your life as a truck driver. What's wrong with that? We want unity. We need USTA. We need UTA. We need OOIDA. I just call it OIDA. I'm sure it's wrong, see. We need them.
A lot of people call it OIDA.
Okay. We need them to join the SBTC and help get this bill pushed through. I mean, this is about life and death, guys. So call them. I sit on the board of directors of the SBTC, and I'm telling you, it is with open arms. Please come. I will welcome you. I will embrace you. I will educate you on what we've got going on. I will take the knowledge you've got that you want to give, and let's do this together. Let's go to Capitol Hill, because if we can get all of us together to go to Capitol Hill, dude, we've got it won. This battle is won, you know? And that excites me because so please call the people that you're paying to represent your industry and ask them to join. Join us. Come on. This water is so friendly here. It's like being at, you know, the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, during summertime. The water is so warm and clean. There's no sharks. There's no snakes. Nothing but purity here. So, yeah, do that. I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know, SBTC, you know, they've got like 15,000 members. So, I mean, sure, they would take more members. But, you know, if you don't want to leave the organization that you're at, which is perfectly fine, just call them and ask them, you know, to help. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, we've been saying it all along. If everyone could come together as one, and even though we're separate entities, so to speak, we could we'd be a mighty force to be reckoned with. I mean, it's just the bottom line. I mean, you know, we have to do this. If we want to affect change, we have to be willing to fight together. We have to be willing to be good soldiers and to be a single army and to battle this out on the floors of Capitol Hill and make our demands heard. I mean, that's just, to me, it's just common sense, I guess, is how I kind of feel about it. And I don't understand. I do understand, but I don't understand. I don't understand the cattiness that the women in this industry tend to have between one another. And I don't understand the men that have these big old egos and look at me, no, look at me, no, it was my idea, no, I said it first. There's no place for that here. We don't need that here. We don't care. Look, I don't give two shits whose idea it was. I do not care. If you come to me with an idea and it's a good idea, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not trying to steal your idea. I'll give you credit for your idea, and I'll say, hey, Jason Tillman, Tinman Ellis, he told me that he had this great idea about how we could save money on fuel. And I'm going to put it out there for the world to see, because you know what? I'm helping somebody. Am I using your idea, Jason? I guess you could say I'm using your idea. I mean, I've been very good on the show about, you know, I've been very good on the show about giving props to those who deserve it. I, you know, I've said that Lisa and Lee Schmidt were the ones that I learned about the regulations.gov website. They're the ones that educated me about that. They're the ones that, you know, I learned about that from and learned how easy it was. They're the ones that got me started into the autonomous issue. And Will Cook subsequently took me under his wing and taught me a lot. And of course, I'd already researched a lot on my own. But it doesn't matter to me. To me, the bigger picture is, it's it shouldn't matter whose idea it was. It shouldn't matter whose idea it was to do May Day. It doesn't matter. I don't care. 10-4 DC. It doesn't matter to me whose idea that is. The consensus should be, hey, Lana has this bill that needs to be presented to our representatives that James Lamb has drafted, because Lana came up, you know, Lana and Mike Moon conferred and they decided that this was the best route to go. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're JoJo Barreto, which JoJo is a great advocate. I totally give him so much respect. But I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's Lisa and Lee. I don't care if it's Will. I don't care who you are at this point. This is something that we all have been screaming about and that we all know needs to happen. So the right thing to do is always going to be the right thing to do. It doesn't matter whose idea it is. If it's right, it's right. So you go, you print the freaking bill off, and you take it to your representatives. How hard is it? You don't have to tell them that it was Lena Danko's idea, for crying out loud. Just take the shit to them and ask them to sponsor it. It's that simple. Y'all got me mad. I'm saying bad words. I don't like saying bad words like
all
that,
right.
But I'm just saying.
It's okay.
You know?
It's fine.
But
I'm
sorry. You guys get what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, Lena, you said it. We both said it. You know, but because this bill was your idea, and because, or excuse me, it's not a bill, it's a law that we're trying to get through, and it's an amendment to a law, for crying out loud, but whatever, it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter the language of it. We don't have to be specific. It should not matter to anyone whose idea it was or where it came from. It shouldn't matter that it came from James Lamb and you don't like James Lamb for whatever reason. That should not matter to anyone at this point. At this point, they should read it and they should say, hey, this could help us. This could save lives. This is about safety. And they should take it and they should present it. If they're who they say they are, if they're truly people of character that they claim they are, it should not be a hard decision.
You're right. You are so right. So, you know, we'll keep preaching that every week because that's our mission statement. Our mission statement is unity, not division, camaraderie. Bring back the respect and trucking between each other and the support that we need to unite and stand strong. That's Lana and Susie's talk. That's our mission and our little co-sponsor there, Jason. You know, that's our mission. That's our mission statement. I want to talk about this. Did anybody know that there was a meeting going on December 1st about truck parking that the FMCSA so kindly did not post?
Oh, that's right.
The FMCSA
did not
post it. That there was a meeting going on that we would be able to call into. It's a listening session about truck parking. Don't you guys find that a little odd? I found out about it because of Russell Rego. I don't know how Russell found out about it, but he said in Lana's talk group, truck park meeting going on now until 4 p.m. Join the meeting. FMCSA is on now. And, you know, I mean, how come there was no notification on FMCSA that this was happening? And how did Russell find out about
it? It makes no sense. It makes no sense, Lana. It makes no sense. Why are you doing? Why would they be doing something like that? That's supposed to be a public listening session, but not blaring it out. Not, you know. I mean, man. And what's even more is, you know, you kind of feel like you're failed by Freightways and CDL Life and You know, why didn't those guys post about it? Why didn't those guys write an article about it in advance? Maybe they did. Maybe we just missed it, Lena. I mean, you know, I guess I'm not being fair because I haven't researched.
I asked James Lamb if he knew about it, and James knows everything. He knows it before it even happens, and he was not aware of this, that this was going on.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, that's so amazing. I will be sending... It's okay. I'm going to send Wiley Deck a message and ask him. I'm going to send him an email, and I'm going to ask him why he felt that it was appropriate to keep this secret and that one of our followers notified us of it and that that's how we were able to know about it. I don't know how Russell knew about it. You know, Russell's also one of those people that know things, and I'm glad that he put it out there. You know, and I'm glad that he put the number out there and he put the access code out there for us to be able to listen in. Now, supposedly, it's supposed to be recorded and on the FMCA website. So you guys need to go there and you need to look at the meeting that just happened over truck parking and listen. Listen to it of what they have came up with. It's very interesting and very long and very boring. So make sure that you have the time to listen, please. Okay?
Oh,
I had to cut it.
Speaking of long, let's shift gears for a second. Let's shift gears for a second, because I'm hoping that we get quite a few listens on this feed. I'm really hoping so, because this needs to be out there, and I find it very, very strange that the mainstream media is not covering it. There was a bombshell in Georgia dropped today. In Georgia today, they were having hearings about the election and about voter fraud. And you know how they're saying that there's no evidence of fraud and yada, yada, yada. And Len, I know you're not political, so this may be something that you're not interested in, but I have a sneaking suspicion there are a lot of people out there that are pretty damn interested in this information. I've been watching, as you know, the last few days, I've been watching the witnesses that are called in and out. Well, today I happen to be watching in Georgia. And a lady dropped a bombshell. She had video. Well, she was a poll watcher. And I don't know if everybody's familiar, but poll watchers have to be at every poll. You have to have Democrats, you have to have Republicans, and you have to have independents. They have to be able to be there to watch these ballots to make sure that everything is being done above the board. And they can challenge, like, if they see something going on that they don't think is right, they can challenge it. So during all of this witness testimony and what have you, you've had a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. Well, today was a little bit different because today she had video proof. So what happened was in Georgia, a lot of people are listening, know this. In Georgia, they stopped counting. I want to say it was like at 10:30 at night. I may be wrong on the time, but they told them at 10:30, something like that. Okay, we're done counting for the day. Everybody go home. Okay? So they get all these poll watchers out of the building, right? And what these people, I guess for whatever reason, they were in some kind of sports stadium in Atlanta. And what these people didn't have the common sense to realize is there were videos running. There were video systems recording at all times. Well, when all of these hit the building, guess what happened, Lena? The ones that stayed behind started pulling out suitcases from underneath tables that were full of freaking ballots. Underneath the damn tables, hidden underneath the tables. And they
Wow.
Now, if that's not enough to make you think, wait a minute, maybe they're on to something here. Maybe this election wasn't what it was supposed to be. Then I don't know what it's going to take or to make people question the integrity of our election proceedings this year.
Well, that makes two.
Man, I was just blown away.
Well, I missed that one.
I was watching yesterday
in Arizona.
Do you follow
They found evidence of fraud.
I'm sure. Do you follow Graham Allen?
Oh, yeah. I follow him all.
Okay. If you'll go to his page, he has the video posted on his page. He talks a little bit, and then he shares her testimony, and he shows the actual video of them pulling out these suitcases of ballots. And, of course, we had the truck driver testify a couple of days ago. We had a truck driver testify. I guess his trailer was Gaylord's that were full of ballots that he took from New York to Pennsylvania. He was a USPS contracted driver. And
his trailer
was stolen. His trailer was stolen when he got to the place in Pennsylvania. I want to say it was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. When he got there, he said nothing was normal that day. And when he got there and they made him disconnect from his trailer, and his trailer disappeared. And it was supposedly full of ballots. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm really, you guys, we've never seen this. This is like, who would have ever thought in a million years, I mean, in my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined that we would have ever been in the situation we're in right now. You know,
and that's on Graham Allen's page, right?
On Graham Allen's page, he did a video about it today. But I just never would have imagined that we would find ourselves in a position in this country of ours that we would ever have to question the integrity of our election. You know,
yeah.
Because that's just, you know, I've heard it said from people before, oh, our votes don't count. And I've always told them, yes, our votes do count. And if our votes don't count, then why do we even vote? You know, we should just give up. If you feel like your vote doesn't count, then you just need to give up and just throw your hands up. And, you know, whatever they feed you, that's what you're going to eat, you know?
Uh-huh.
But,
you know, that's what my wife, she keeps telling me. Do what, Susie?
Oh, no. I hear you, Jason. What do you tell her? What do you tell her when she says that to you?
Well, this is, to be honest, this is the first election that I have actually really been following.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, you know, she's like, I wish you would get off that politics stuff because I'm not politic, you know. And I can't help it. But myself, I don't support anybody that is for abortions and wants to keep the clinics open and all that bunch of bull crap, because when I was little, this is something that I don't like to much let out because it tears me up. When I was little, there was a few people, including my grandpa and my mama. They all loaded mom up in a vehicle and took her to a clinic and tried to force her to have an abortion with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that tears me
here.
Up every time I think about it, you know. And my wife was like, you know, ever since we've been together, this is the first election that I have ever seen anybody follow as close as you are. She said, what is it about it? And I told her, I said, I just don't support it, you know, because Biden ain't nothing but a low-life crook. Wanting to do away with all the oil and this, that, and other, and, you know, and spike up taxes and all that. I don't support it.
Right. I just found that interesting. I, you know, I watched it. Lena knows. We've been talking the last couple of days, and I keep her briefly filled in because Lena just isn't political. Lena could care less about politics for the most part, unless it has.
That's
to do
way
with
my
wrestling.
Wife is.
Lena just over it, and so I've been kind of keeping her a little bit up to date on what I've been hearing. And that today, man, that's something on a whole other level. Lena, I can see that you're tired, dear. I think we've had
a
good show tonight. What do you think?
She's been through a lot today.
We have put a lot of information out today. I will get the show downloaded on Anchor FM, Radio Public, iTunes, Google. You guys can go to our Blog Talk Radio, catch it on Facebook. So it's a lot of information. I don't like these kind of shows. They're boring. So hopefully next week when we come to you, we can pick up the pace, get a little more lively, stop talking about trucking regulations all the freaking time. Blech. But,
well, let's
hope
it's a calmer week in the trucking world.
Yes, let's
I will say, Lana, that I watched your video earlier today when you were talking about Keith. And
yeah.
I saw how that you was tore up, and I was almost in tears over it because I just can't imagine, you know, getting a phone call like that. But I am going to say that if anything I can do, you know, anybody to talk to, I'm here. And that prayers are lifted up and sent your all's way, and hopefully Keith can overcome it and beat it with God's help.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much. I didn't do that video because I want sympathy. I did that because I need people to realize how precious life is and, you know, that the stupid little fights that you have with the ones that you love and or you do that I'm not talking to you for 24 hour kind of thing. Guys, you need to understand reality's going to slap you in the face real quick. And that person that you've decided not to speak to for 24 hours over some stupid thing that really doesn't even matter, you're not getting that 24 hours back, and you have 24 hours less with them now. And with that, guys, I need to end this show. I'm going to start crying again. So
yes, ma'am.
Let's not do that. Thank you,
everybody. I'm going to say one more thing. That was a real eye-opener for me because me and my wife have been down that road not talking for hours, you know, at times 24 hours. That was a real eye-opener. And, you know, I can honestly say that it made me open up and realize, you know, and do some heavy thinking.
I'm glad, Jason. I hope that it really did. You need to love your wife. You two need to love each other like you've never loved anything in your life because you never know. You just never know. With that being said, thank you to everybody that tuned in to Lana and Susie's talk tonight. Real woman, real talk, real life. I love the name of our new show. And to our co-host, we're going to fit Jason's name in there somehow. I'm going to figure it out. You know, I'm sorry that it was so long and so boring, but we have so much information to give out to you guys. We try to cram it all in with the little bit of time that we have because we may just decide to take next week off. So, hey, you know, that's what happens whenever you don't get paid to do a talk show. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Please take care of everybody. Keep your head on a swivel. The coronavirus is real. Get prepared, gloves, masks, sanitizer, food. We need to start preparing, guys. Really, we need to start preparing. We got somebody sending us a message. Let me see. Who is it? Do you see who it is, Susie?
No. Where are they at, Lena?
I don't know. I got my messenger going off. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Oh, this is my Facebook. I am taking everyone off this current. Oh, wait, it's somebody just being mean.
Oh. Is that who I think it is?
Scarlett Sinclair? She says that.
I don't have any idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Good night, Lana. Good night, Susie.
Good night, Jason.